Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods.
Happy Wednesday, Pod Besties. What a beautiful day in Chicago, by the way. I wish you guys can experience this because it's, what do they call it? Sweater weather.
Sweater weather. It has been so, so nice outside. I feel like a whole new person. I'm like, you know what? All my problems that I had, they all just disappeared because it was 60 degrees in Chicago.
It is so, so nice. I know people who live in like warmer climates don't understand this, but when you don't have to wear your parka anymore, it's an amazing feeling. Even though I love wearing a parka because you could wear anything under a parka, like you could wear pajamas and stuff. But when I'm able to just wear a cardigan out, it's really nice.
It's so nice. Like a little tiny, nice, light jacket.
Yeah.
Say less. And the amount of people that were on the lakefront was insane. It was like Chicago was thawing and it was... good vibes all around.
You were on the lakefront this morning?
No, I just saw it on TikTok.
Oh. That's one way.
No, I literally, I think about it often because we're so far away from the lake. It's probably like a 45-minute walk.
It is.
And I want to be closer to the lake because I see people out on it all the time. And they're like, oh, just casual this morning. And I just can't get there.
I used to live in an apartment by the lakefront. Like my view was of the lake and I could just step out of my apartment building and like just cross the street and mm-hmm. I was on Chicago's lakefront trail.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Love. Let me tell you, I only went on it twice.
I used to go on it all the time.
Because it gets busy.
It gets really
like,
busy.
Like I think the two times I went on it, I was like almost hit by bikers.
Oh, I often change some of my personality traits based on the man that I date. And
I love that for you.
Well, you know, sometimes like this ex of mine particularly loved being very, very active. And I like to be active, but not in the way that he likes to be active.
Yeah.
And so he would always be like, oh, honey, like it's Saturday morning. We got to go on a bike ride. I literally bought a bike, a used bike. We went to a bike store. I bought a used bike and every Saturday morning we would go on a bike ride and get coffee.
A man who owns a bike isn't my man. You know what I'm saying? We weren't meant to be together. The moment I find out you have a bike, you ride your bike, I was like, listen, we're two different people. I already know it's not going to work out.
No, especially because I had so much anxiety just driving that on the street. He would make me
drive it, whatever.
You're driving a bike, technically. You're driving
the... If that's the case, I'm not a good driver.
Driving the handlebars, baby.
I will say what I like about biking is I can go years without biking. Like, I go, like, 7 years without biking. And then, you know, all of a sudden, I'm on a bike for whatever reason. I don't know. Like, I just find myself on a bike. And you pick up on it so quick. Like, yes. It's like that, the skill set of riding a bike never leaves you.
Yes, Natalie, that's why the phrase, it's like riding a bike, exists. Because you just never forget it.
You just know how to ride a bike every time.
Wow, it's so insane that I know a phrase that you don't know.
No, I've heard the phrase, but I've never put two and two together. Oh. Like, people, when they're like, it's like riding a bike, I assume what they're saying is like, it's going to be easy. Like, it's going to be like... whatever.
Yeah, it's like it's easy. I know what you mean.
Yeah, like, and I was like, riding bike isn't hard.
But no, this man literally would take me every Saturday morning, and for 15 minutes, I would have anxiety from getting to the apartment to the lakefront. Because have you ever ridden a bike in a city on the street?
On the street. See,
it's so scary.
That's a skill set I don't have.
I had it, and I lost it, thank goodness.
I don't mean to change subjects real quick.
Quack. Quack, quack. Every time we change a subject, that's what we should do.
Quack, quack.
It's time.
Wait, why did I say that? I don't mean to change the subject. So quack.
So quack.
So quickly. Quack, quack, quack. I meant quickly. But I was up so late watching Love is Blind season 10. Just for this podcast. And listen, turned on my Netflix, clicked on Love is Blind Friday, and then I watched episode one. And even though I wanted to watch episode two afterward, my brain and soul and heart just wouldn't let me. They're like, no. So I had to catch up last night.
I started the same episode four times.
Yes, you were texting me that.
I literally couldn't get through after like the first 20 minutes. I just zoned out every single time. And I'm like, what? What is going on?
I think it was Steven, the guy in episode one. I think he actually like sucked my soul out of my body that I couldn't go on. My body was like, you need a break.
It was bad juju all around. He just like makes people want to stop watching.
But we'll talk about it later. There are like some thoughts I have.
Oh my gosh, I have so many thoughts.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, before we get into it, can I just tell you how much of a chaotic ass morning I've had today?
Okay, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Obviously, we were recording Deep D's apartment and I walk in and she's like, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, what is wrong with you?
And I haven't had one of those days in a while. Like, usually I'm like pretty zen out.
Yeah, yeah.
No. But this morning,
when I typically walk into your apartment to record, you're like, I just meditated. I got fresh air. And you're like very zen. You have like candles going. And I'm like, oh, I feel so good, because my mornings are chaotic. But I'm like, wow, I love coming here. I feel so calm being with Deep Deep. But then I walked into your apartment this morning and I was like, is this a good time for me to be here? Like, what's going on?
I almost was like, please don't come.
Yeah, I know. You texted me and you're like, can you come 10 minutes late?
I wanted to literally, after the morning I've had, just throw the day away. Because like, I was like, what is today?
Please come 10 minutes after what you typically do, because I just need 10 minutes to chill. And I was like, what's wrong? Like, what's happening? And you go, nothing chaotic.
Yeah, nothing too chaotic, but it is chaotic as hell. Anyways, I this morning realized that I left my entire makeup bag at my parents' place.
Oh, that's the worst. Because are you like me where your makeup bag has everything?
Everything.
Like all your makeup.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Down to every single brush I use, to all of the key things that I love. Because I don't really do much makeup to my face. But when I do use it, like I need it. Like I can't use anything else. I can't function. Yeah. Oh my God, I was struggling so hard. I had to put my foundation on today with my hand.
Where did you get the foundation?
Okay, so... I always have two foundations. One is for my darker self because I tan really easily in the sun.
Yeah.
And one is for like the lighter. And thankfully I put the tan one with me because of Thailand. I was tan. So I've been using the tan one. So today I used the lighter one.
Which was in your apartment.
In my apartment. Thank goodness.
Thank you,
Deep
Deep. At least you had one.
Thank you.
Don't you love when you thank your past self?
Yes.
Like when I don't know, like I do something where I like lay out my workout clothes and then the next morning I'm running late. I'm like, thank you to me for thinking ahead.
Yes.
For doing something that has benefited me in the moment. No, dude, love that.
Absolutely. And also this morning, like I broke a glass. It was just a whole chaotic morning.
I forgot about that.
And I'm like, what juju energy is in this apartment?
It's Steven. I feel like he came out of your TV after episode one and like left bad juju.
No, that's why after we record today, I'm literally going to sage the apartment.
You're
going
to sage it?
Of course I am. There's something weird happening. I haven't broken a glass in years. That's weird.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird energy. Don't love that.
What kind of glass did you break? Like a kitchen glass?
Yeah, just like my drinking glass.
You know what? I actually used to break kitchenware like all the time. Mm-hmm. And now I have like the non-breakable cups and dishes and plates and bowls.
Honestly, I should do the same thing because I'm a very, very clumsy person. I know that we're blaming Steven, but truly it is my own fault.
Like pottery? Can't exist in my apartment.
Pottery.
You'll never see me with a ceramic bowl.
Well, cancel your birthday present.
Ooh, gosh. I'd reject that right there and then. I don't want a ceramic bowl for my birthday. I'm just putting it out there.
This is why I love you, because you're the type of friend will just say shit to your face. And you're like, don't be offended. Like, you know I love you, but like, I'm not going to use this.
Yeah,
go and return it.
Yeah, I'd be like, do you have a gift receipt? Because this is absolutely being returned. You know, I do that though. When I give gifts to my friends, I put a gift receipt in, no matter what it is.
Same.
Like I bought my friend a housewarming question.
What is with you and the quacks today?
I don't know.
You got duck on the mind.
That made no sense, and it wasn't even that funny. But why was that so funny?
It's funny because of the innuendo.
Huh?
Got duck on the mind.
What's the innuendo? Oh.
That's why I was laughing.
Oh, I wasn't laughing from that. I just thought it was funny because, you know, like, maybe there is a duck on my mind. Ew.
Quack, quack. No, I said it after I said it. I was like, oh, that's funny because of the innuendo. I didn't know I see. Okay. Different wavelengths, but same laugh.
Yeah, we weren't on the same wavelength on that one. Why can't I talk today?
I don't know.
It's the apartment. It's Steven. The apartment.
Or it's Steven. Let's blame the Steven, actually.
Yeah. It's fair. Steven.
It's Steven.
Steven.
If Steven, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, no, literally. I knew I shouldn't have watched you.
Get, they should have cut in all of your scenes.
I should have fast-forwarded his scenes. I knew it.
I'm not going to lie. I did fast-forward through a lot of his scenes.
Well, he was only in episode one.
Oh, that mm-hmm. So episode one was like 6 hours long. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. And so you fast-forwarded like all of that pretty much. No, like... Beautiful. The moment he gave me the creeps, I should have fast forwarded.
Yeah.
I knew that he would like leave bad juju.
Now we're going to be stumbling on our words this entire podcast.
Yeah, no, literally. One last comment, though. I do love that you keep all your makeup in a makeup bag, because I could never be the type of person who has like my makeup all organized. Like, you know how people have so much makeup that they like organize all their like lipsticks together, six different types of foundations. And then they have like four different blushes and they have them like neatly organized on their like desk or in their bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I just like don't have that. Like everything fits in a nice little bag.
Yeah. No, I with the amount that I like travel and like go back and forth, I need the bag. I do have the boxes and there's like makeup in them.
Like the organizers.
Yeah, I have the organizers under my sink. And that's what I went through today to put stuff on. And I just never touch it because I don't deviate from my normal routine. Like today I put on like this blush and it was like literally purple.
It looks really good though. You're wearing it right now?
No, I had to take it off because it was purple.
Oh my God, then what are you wearing?
I found a random different one. I thought it was blush, but it was a highlighter and okay. I'm just doing all sorts of crazy things.
We're different people then. I don't have like extras to extras. Oh, it's like yeah. I've got one foundation, one lip liner, one type of mascara, like if I lose that, it's game over.
Yeah.
I got to go to CVS.
Well, you know, like I don't even buy this stuff. Like the brands send it to me. So I keep them. Mm-hmm. And then like sometimes I'll give them to my sister or my mom or some friends. Yeah. But like otherwise there's like some leftover. So that's kind of what I use today.
Wow. Good for you. The things I get sent is more like IBS, like like prevention pills.
You're like, here's some Tums.
Lactaid milk. Lots of that. The lactaid milk. Two different. We're on two different PR lists for sure.
I love it.
If you've been listening to us for a while, you already know I've been on Nutrafol for years now. At this point, it's just part of my routine. Four pills daily with a meal and I'm done. I take the woman's vegan formula now. And for me, I've seen improved hair growth and definitely less shedding. My hair feels visibly thicker, especially around my part. And I just feel more confident heading into dates, events, and even sitting here in front of the cameras.
Same here. Nutrafol offers multiple formulas for different life stages and lifestyle factors. So it feels really tailored. And Nutrafol has a proactive approach that targets root causes. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, and it's the number one hair growth supplement brand personally used by dermatologists. I genuinely love that Nutrafol supports hair health from within.
It's easy to add to your routine, order online, no prescription required, and automated deliveries and free shipping. And with a subscription, you can save up to 20%. Let your hair be one less thing to worry about. See visibly thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months with Nutrafol. For a limited time, get $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping at Nutrafol.com with promo code OOTP. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code OOTP. I don't know if you've heard of this, but I guess there is a pandemic happening amongst men, single men specifically, where they're using ChatGPT for their dating apps. They'll ask ChatGPT, like, how do I respond to this girl's picture? Yeah.
No, thank you.
And you know it's ChatGPT because it has language and also, you know, that long dash.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just like the punctuation is just too perfect.
I hate that.
Because listen, I know men don't know how to use commas correctly.
They don't know punctuation.
I was like, listen, I've texted with so many men. I literally went on 32 first dates last year. Like, those are 32.
You mean 64?
64. Those are 32 men messaging me. Mm. And I was like, none of them used punctuation correctly.
No. And I'm actually kind of annoyed that so many people use ChatGPT because, well, I mean, I use it. But in dating, like, don't do that.
No, that's what I'm saying. I was like, ChatGPT, if a man sent me a very clear ChatGPT message on a dating app, mm-hmm. it's like an immediate no. I was like, you couldn't, I would rather get like a, hey, how are you? I saw this TikTok that a woman posted and she got engaged recently. I don't know her. It was just like a viral TikTok that showed up on my feed. And the first image in this TikTok is the first Hinge message that her now fiance sent her.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second image is their engagement photo. And you know, she, in the caption, she's talking about how like beautiful that first message was and how like she knew he was the one based on that first message.
Mm-hmm.
And people in the comments are like, ma'am, that message is from ChatGPT. He asked ChatGPT what he should, like, what he should send you. Are you kidding me? It has all the
the hallmark signs.
Has all the hallmark signs of a judge.
Steven's really getting in our heads. Truly.
Do I report this to the cops? Like, what do I do?
Meanwhile, he's in Ohio. O-H-I-O.
Oh.
When they did it, I was like, what is happening? What is happening?
I don't like school spirit.
I mean, like, I don't mind it, but like,
please. I went to Loyola University Chicago. We don't even have a football team, so I don't even know what that's like to have a chant like that.
Girl, same. I went to a private school. So I, like, there's no football.
And I was like, I don't even remember who our mascot is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're the Bradley Braves, but what the fuck is a Brave?
We're the Ramblers.
Oh.
But our mascot is the wolf.
That's confusing.
Yeah.
You're the Ramblers, but your mascot is something different. It's
mm-hmm.
a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Ramblers is very fitting for you.
Why? Do you even know what a Rambler is? I think it's a homeless person.
No, it's not.
Yeah, let me look it up. I'll actually confirm.
I just thought a Rambler, like, who talks a lot.
I'm looking up, what is a Rambler? What is a Rambler Loyola? The Loyola's current mascot is Lou Wolf, but previously it was Bo Rambler, a hobo figure.
What?
A hobo figure?
That's so random.
Bo Rambler.
What were we even talking about before we got here?
The ChatGPT message.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. People in the comments were like, ma'am, this is a ChatGPT message. Like, your fiance did not create this on his own. He asked ChatGPT what to send. Like, don't pay attention to this first message a lot. They're like, I would be ashamed.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of tough because
men are, chivalry is lost.
It is. It is. You have to use AI, not just copy and paste the damn thing, but you use it as like a guide. You use it as like a thought starter.
If I received a message from a guy on a dating app and it clearly is from ChatGPT, like it's clear he copy and pasted this message from ChatGPT, he asked ChatGPT what he should say. That's embarrassing. Like, you couldn't even look at my profile and like, you know, just say like, wow, you know, nice skyline.
Yeah.
You know,
anything, you know, anything. Yeah.
I actually did get a ChatGPT message. Can I read it to you? Like, it was very, very clear. Also on my profile for my job, it says podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it says, podcast. I didn't want to say like what I actually did for a podcast, which is, I guess, talking here with you. And this guy messaged me saying, I feel like dating you comes with a mic check and a theme song. Careful, the ChatGPT dash.
Oh, yep.
I might become your favorite off-air conversation. I was like, sir, you didn't make that up yourself.
Oh, no.
You're
definitely.
ChatGPT scanned my profile and created that opener for
that.
You.
I hate that.
I just don't like how men are using ChatGPT. Like, you couldn't look at my profile and think of one thing to say. Listen, I have a very, like, a diverse profile, okay? There's a lot of questions you could have about me, not only about the podcast, the fact I live in Chicago.
Et cetera.
Now that I think about it, I am a woman of very few interests and passions.
Or are they just trying to like maximize the results? So they're just like copy pasting things. They're like, you know what? I don't have the time or energy or the effort to actually come up with something creative or personal. So I'm just going to put it through ChatGPT and I'm going to maximize my results.
That like, it's crazy. I was like, how did you get that response? Like, what was your prompt to get the message on ChatGPT? Hey, so there's a girl and in her careers it says podcast. So like, what can I say to open it up?
Yeah.
Like, how embarrassing.
Or they're like taking a screenshot of it and being like, hey, this is, give me something clever from this.
That's a man I actually don't want. I was like, I need someone who can think on their own. Give me a compliment without asking ChatGPT, because I know that if we started dating, all our texts would also have that dash. Like, he is asking, he's screenshotting our text messages, sending it to a is ChatGPT being like, can you analyze this?
The one thing I absolutely hate about ChatGPT is the fact that it has ruined dashes for me. I, before ChatGPT, used to use dashes all the time because it was my favorite
thing. You did.
Yes, thank you. I love you for saying that because you are of living proof as to the fact that I did use
them.
But
your dashes were different. You had the small
dashes. The small dashes. Yeah. But even that.
Did you hear what you just said? The small dashes? You had the small dashes because the long ones, I feel like that only happens when you're on like a Word doc, like on your computer. But I don't think it shows up in text messages unless you go try to actually find it on your keyboard.
And you can tell there's just a tone to ChatGPT. Yeah. You just know that they haven't written it. And also, like, it doesn't make sense to use that as a tool for yourself, because once you go on the date, your date is going to know that you can't communicate or you're not witty. So
yeah.
Yeah. How are you going to get
might as well just date your ChatGPT at that point.
I used to think electrolytes were just for intense workouts, but Drip Drop has really become my reset button for regular life. We've talked about it before, and I still keep it in my bag. When my energy dips or I feel a little off, it's usually hydration. I'll mix up a strawberry lemonade, and within minutes, I just feel more clear-headed. And now it's part of my daily routine, not just a workout thing.
Same. You guys know I'm great at drinking water, but sometimes it's not enough. Drip Drop is doctor-developed, proven fast hydration that helps your body and mind work better. It uses science-backed formulas for rapid hydration, so you feel results fast while getting 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks. I've been loving the Zero Sugar Plus. It's a breakthrough formula with an advanced blend of 6 key electrolytes, 15 essential vitamins and nutrients, and no sugar or artificial sweeteners. So now there's 16 original flavors and 8 Zero Sugar Plus options, and truly, they all taste amazing.
I also love that it's trusted by firefighters, medical professionals, and over 90% of top college and pro sports teams. Plus, they have flexible subscriptions, so I never run out. Right now, Drip Drop is offering podcast listeners 20% off your first order. Go to dripdrop.com and use promo code OutOfThePods. That's dripdrop.com, promo code OutOfThePods for 20% off. Stock up now at dripdrop.com and use promo code OutOfThePods.
I will say, I feel like our pop besties are going to listen to this and be like, nah, here's you having high standards again. Like, just let it go. Because we put out a reel last week where we talk about how I went on 32 first dates and DP's like, oh, I told everyone you went on 64. Comments were like, nah, you're the problem. Okay, let me tell you the story about a date I went on. Tell me if I was the problem, okay? I'll just tell you the men that my acquaintances, my friends are setting me up with. I went on a date last spring, and I remember I was planning to wear heeled booties on this date, but last minute I switched to wearing strappy heels with my toes exposed because the weather ended up being really nice that day. And you don't get as many pedicures during the wintertime, right? Like, you need to let your nails breathe. But, like, my toes are, like, very well-kept.
Mm-hmm.
Painted or not, they're, like, good-looking toes.
Yeah. Slay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I go on this date, and it's with a friend I met at an influencer event. It was her husband's coworker. And so we sit at a bar for a date. So we're sitting next to each other, and he looks down, and he goes, ooh. And I was like, oh, what? And he goes, oh, do you like not paint your toes? He literally said that to me. And then
I'd be horrified.
He goes, that's my one thing. I like when girls paint their toes. He said that to me.
I would.
So guys, I'm not the problem. I just get set up with really interesting men, okay?
Also, it's just annoying because, like, normally your toes are very, like, paint.
Yeah, like my toes, like, are painted probably 80%
of the time. Regardless of your, like, explanation or regardless of that, the fact that he even brought it up is what's, like, just such a ick.
Yeah.
Like, that is so weird to
say. This was like a dark, dark bar too we were sitting at. It was Sparrow.
Oh, yes, I know exactly what that is. Yeah.
And so by the bar, it's, like, darker, but they have the lighting under, like, the bar. Yeah. So But I was just like, how did you even notice that? Were you like fixated on my toes?
Maybe he's going to be, oh yeah, you know
like,
what?
He just looked down for like a second. Fetisher. Yeah. He looked down for a second. He was like,
not him being like, let me just, I just dropped something real quick.
Yeah, let me take a little peek at the toes.
You know, to each their own.
And you know, I would have never, never exposed my toes if they didn't look good. Mm-hmm. Like I'm very like, yeah, if they were like, you know, unkept, haven't like cut chipped, them in a while. Yeah. Like I would never, I would force myself into the booties. But I was like, I got some really cute toes. I think they actually had a clear polish on them too.
Yeah.
So they weren't like just bare.
Yeah. No. Yeah,
no.
No. This man's the problem. Let's face it.
But also that friend, I was like, how dare you think this was a good match?
How dare you match me with a foot fetisher?
But still, I was just like, what made you think this was a good match? And she goes, I didn't know.
That's true, because your friend only knows so much. Like, your friend knows from like a friend perspective, not from a relationship perspective.
She's like, I barely knew the guy. He's only my husband's coworker. I've only seen him at holiday parties, or, you know, he's came over for drinks like a few times.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, you know what? You dodged a bullet there.
I know.
It's like, goodbye. You'll never see me and my clear toes ever again.
Yeah. And I was really nice with ending the date. Like I sat there for an additional hour chatting with him. I was going to give him another chance. I was like, you know.
Women are too nice.
Yeah. For those 32 dates, I would say like 25% I was the problem. But the rest, listen.
No.
I just.
At least you're putting yourself out there. Mm-hmm. And that's more than a lot can say. Like me, I have not, because I just can't be bothered with a man right now.
You're like, I don't, I need to keep my peace.
Yeah. And I'm not ready for that chaos. Like, look at my morning. It's already chaotic.
Look at Love is Blind. Look at the season of Love is Blind. I feel like these successful women could do without these men.
Absolutely. It's always the women that outrank the men every 100%. Single season.
Like I see comments, people being like, Emma needs therapy. And I was like, you know what? I think she was fine until she went on the show and had a deal with Steven.
Everything comes back to Steven.
Yeah. Actually, let's just get into it. Love is Blind season 10.
Let's get into it. I was dying when I went to go play the episodes and they changed the look of the seasons. So now instead of season 1, 2, 3, 4, it's like Chicago, Atlanta. Like it says the actual. And then
I like that a lot more.
I do too. Yeah. It looks so much better. And then you get to season 10 and it's just Ohio.
You know what? I was thinking about it. This is the first time they've done a full ass state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means that like not one place had good enough candidates. Yeah.
They started in Columbus. They're like, nah, we need to expand the search.
And I can see why. I can see why.
I don't know. You know what? I think they shouldn't have even chosen Ohio, though I will say it's not the worst season.
So like, far,
I feel like 5 out of 10. So far, I feel like very neutral.
I feel like the pod episodes were too long. I hate the fact that I got invested in people that I'm just not going to see on my screen again. And the drama didn't start until like episode 5 and 6. And that's where I was like, okay, I'm tuning in now. Mm. More so. I forwarded through a lot of the pod scenes. So
I did too. After episode 1 and after experiencing Steven, I was like, I don't know if my heart can do this anymore.
Steven
is the definition of a walking ick. I don't like using the word ick.
Steven's like a different breed of a human is is how I see it.
Like, he's not from this earth.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain it, but he's just not from around here.
If Steven is from somewhere in the solar system, it's definitely Pluto.
Definitely.
Yeah. Just so far away, cold. But he's definitely not of this earth.
No. Because when Emma was sharing like some of the most, I don't know, like not traumatic experiences of her life, but like.
I'm just thinking about how we're like, he's from Pluto.
He's from Pluto.
He is.
That's our biggest insult that we can come up with at the moment.
I saw President Obama went on a podcast and said aliens exist. And
I saw that.
And then I was like, Steven. 100%.
He's pretending to be human.
When Emma's like, can we go deeper? And he's like, well, let me talk about my first kiss.
It was so awkward. And I guess what's like concerning is the fact that when he says, let's go deep, it's him talking about his sexual history. And it's like, oh, that's what you consider like an intimate conversation.
Well, he's probably an alien. He's like, this is, I think, what humans are talking about when they say they want to go deeper. when he described how losing his virginity was like The Notebook,
mm-hmm.
I was like, you don't think that screams alien?
That is a very weird comment to make. And
yeah,
obviously it's a lie because no one's first time the girl watching is like it The is Notebook. Like,
what about, wait, what?
He's like, oh, quickly, quickly reference something that's out of love. And it's like, we know, Steven, that
he goes,
you absolutely did not have a notebook experience.
No, he gives non-human, like how they watch a bunch of movies to figure out how humans interact and like what human life is like. You're telling me he didn't, that's why he referenced The Notebook.
I know.
That's all he knows about making love.
All I can say is I'm really, really glad that Emma caught on to that and was like, no, please, never again.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
The petty person in me wish she went hard and she's like, you're a fucking loser.
No, truly.
No, I'm so glad she also said, like, you're giving me the ick, especially when he called himself a sensitive sensei. That actually kind of, that really threw me off. When he goes, you want sad boy Steven? You want a sensitive sensei? I was like, ooh. Imagine how he flirts.
Yeah. Like, what in the Star Wars are you talking, why are you talking about sensei?
What in the Star Wars?
But like, true, is that, I know it's not from Star Wars. It's just like, that's what it reminds me of. And I'm like,
no, it's from like Japanese culture.
I know, but like a sensei just, I don't know. I just brought me back to like lifesavers and it was a whole thing in my head, okay?
But we're on the alien theme.
I know. Okay, I have to be honest. I used to feel guilty about not being one of those meal prep people who every Sunday has 47 containers out on the counter. But Marley Spoon kind of freed me from that. I don't need a plan. I just need options. And they give me really good ones. Chef-designed recipes, quality ingredients, and I actually look forward to dinner instead of dreading the what should I make conversation.
The variety is what gets me so happy because I really do need variety in my life. They have over 100 recipes every week, so you're never in a place where you get sick of eating the same thing. And their marketplace, game changer. You can add snacks, drinks, groceries, all in one order. And on the nights where I'm truly running on empty, their prepared meals are right there. Dinner's done in minutes, and I don't have to pretend I have it together.
I made their crispy sesame chicken the other night, and Natalie, I was eating it standing at the counter because it was so good. I literally texted my mom a photo also. But head to marleyspoon.com/offer/outofthepods for 45% off your first order and free delivery. That's 45% off your first order and free delivery at marleyspoon.com/offer/outofthepods. Yeah, I saw on social media that people were going really hard on Emma, and I just wanted to put my two cents in there because, you know, why not?
Who's going to stop me?
Yeah, who's going to stop us? But I just want to say, like, even me, who hasn't gone through all the things that Emma has gone through, I feel like I got so emotional during the pods because it just brings out different emotions in you that you didn't think that you would ever have. Like, I would never, ever in my life cry in front of anybody. Like, I rarely even cry in front of my parents.
Yeah.
So to do that in a pod, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, you deep tea cried all the time. Every day.
I was like, what's wrong with me?
Well, but I think because we were sleep deprived.
Yes.
So when you talk about something deep about yourself, it's hard not to cry when you're running on like 3 to 4 hours of sleep.
That's so true.
I cried a lot in the pods too.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
it
you're
was about,
a crier.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
What do you mean?
I love how you're like, yeah.
Never. I'm like, yes, I am. Okay. I never cry.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Never cry. I can't even remember the last time I cried.
No, same.
Yeah. Actually,
I'm like, wait, did I cry yesterday? Actually, did I cry sometimes, this morning when my makeup wasn't here?
I think maybe I cried like a week ago because I had those, you know, those like thoughts where you're like, what would people be thinking at my funeral?
Oh my God.
You know, you like make up the scenario
you
in
would.
Your head. I think it's a very not normal thing, but like a thing that some people do.
Oh yeah. I haven't done that since I was like 26 though.
I think. You remember. You recall.
Oh, I recall.
You're like 9 years
vividly.
Ago.
Vividly.
No, like I do this thing where I was like, okay, this is so bad to say. We're so off topic. But you just like think about these scenarios that would most likely never happen.
Yes.
And you make yourself sad.
Yes, all
yes.
the time. The other day I had like a traffic thing happen where
traffic thing.
Yeah, well, like I was like merging onto 94 over here, and it's like a pretty like busy area, and a car was just like reckless. My life flashed before my eyes. I'm not even gonna lie to you. And then I like sat there the rest of the car ride, and I was like, what would people think if I died? They'd be so sad to be taken at such a young age.
At the funeral, I'm like, oh well. I was like,
you would be crying if I died.
I would go to your casket if it was an open casket. I'd be like, wake up, bitch.
I'm Indian. I'm getting cremated. Oh.
Well, moving on. I think you can get really emotional in the pods. I think a lot of it is editing, where like she has such a profound life journey and life story. And so I think the editors and the showrunners wanted to show that. But because they showed it often in these episodes, people on social media are like, this is so annoying.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand the hate. It's like, she's very unproblematic.
Yeah. I think people are just like upset because she's like trauma dumping, but she's actually not. And you're right, it's editing. And Emma was so popular in the pods. She literally had three potential, you know, guys love that she's it. Dating.
Look at these Asian girls go.
And so obviously she had to reiterate her story to all three of them. So to you, it sounds like she's being repetitive, but she's actually not.
I agree. I totally agree with that. I don't really understand why people are like going after her. I really like her. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's just like kind of weird. I feel like there's always... I won't get into it, but I do feel like sometimes there's like a double standard for Asian women on reality TV.
Absolutely, yeah. Because I was so sad to see that my brown baddie Priyanka was not aired at all.
Okay, well, I think we talked about this a few episodes ago when we, you know, when Love is Blind season 10 was announced, how I had mutual friends with Priyanka. Mm-hmm. I heard through the grapevine, like, she was involved with some drama in the pod. So I actually thought they were going to show it. And yeah. Yeah, I think her only scene was where she was like, I got 2D in bed or something like that. Like, she gets gasky. And I was like, well, it is kind of really sad when that happens, where people have a significant experience in the pods, or like they remember their pod experience and would love to see that on TV. Mm-hmm. And nothing plays. Like, I think about when our season came out, there was a group chat with the broader cast. So like, mm-hmm. the 15 men, 15 women, it was all of us. And some of the men who didn't get engaged, remember they were having conversations being like, oh, I wonder if they'll show this that we did, or like this scene that I was a part of. Mm-hmm. Like, they were so excited. And then our season came out and they None weren't shown at all.
Yeah.
Or they had like one-liners that were shown. And mm-hmm. I think they were really disappointed.
Yeah.
It's always really hurtful yeah. when you like, you have all these memories in the pods and like it's kind of scrapped from the show.
Yeah, especially because I think Priyanka made a video or something and she was like, oh my God, you guys didn't get to see any of my outfits. And I was like, no. Oh.
Because some people spend a lot of money yes. on the outfits. Like yes. we had a cast member who spent like $6,000, not in the main cast, but in yeah. the broader cast. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't shown.
None of it got aired.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she got like the most beautiful reveal dress and it was like, super expensive. Like,
thousands of dollars. Yeah. yeah.
Meanwhile.
From Paris.
Yes. From
Do you
Paris.
Remember this?
Yes.
Yes.
And it did, and she was really sad that it didn't
yeah,
get aired.
Yeah.
Which I understand that. When Priyanka said the whole outfit thing, I was like, give us a fashion show. I should have commented that actually.
Meanwhile, we were like,
Target.
Yeah, literally.
Forever 21. Actually, a lot of my tops were Forever 21.
No, I was wearing like a lot of Old Navy.
Yeah.
When the girl on our cast was like, I spent $6,000 on outfits. I was like, oh. I was like,
I was literally like, we live two very different lives.
Someone else like brought their like Louis Vuittons on set. And I was like, meanwhile, me and my Target sandals.
Same.
I was like, curl, you know, when you like curl up your toes, like trying to hide your feet. I was like, well,
I literally ordered so many things also on Amazon because I was like, I need something to just match.
Yeah, no, it was I brought like clothes from friends and things like that for yeah. the show.
And I think at that point, too, going into the show, I had zero things designer.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Nothing.
I also wouldn't bring it on set.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't think I would either.
Yeah. This never played on our season, but someone stole someone's Chanel loose powder on set.
I remember that.
I was scared. I was like, it wasn't me.
I know. I was like, listen, we're not even the same skin tone. It can't be me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't even know what loose powder is.
And I was like, I don't even wear loose powder.
I don't even know what I didn't. At that time, I literally had no idea what makeup was like yeah. to that level.
I was like, it's just me and powder? My foundation. Okay.
Yeah.
They found out who took it at the end of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was in her bag.
People are shady sometimes.
So anyways, things happen in the pods that you'll never see. But going back to Emma, I really do like her with Mike, though I kind of wish she ended up with Connor.
I
like Connor.
I don't know how to feel because, man, I feel like Connor and Bree have like really good witty banter together. And I don't know why they have like a good like playing-ish relationship.
Just normal boring people relationship.
Yeah, like I don't know. I just...
Well, that's the best type of relationships. I feel like when two people are just kind of meh together.
But I don't think that they are meh together. I think they're fun together. Like they're just like goofy and like they joke around quite a bit. And that's like the vibe again. I think that's fun until it's not. But with Emma, I feel like Emma and Mike actually work really well. Can I just say, I want to give a shout out to Mike. I really like him.
For what reason?
I don't know. Just the way he articulates himself. And I feel like...
Not saying I don't like him. I'm just curious. I'm very new. Like, I'm not attached to anyone yet. So I'm like...
I think Connor and Mike are my two faves.
Okay.
Along with Emma. I feel like the first impressions, it always changes. By episode 6... I feel like my entire whatever changes. But anyways, so far, I really like Mike. And I think Mike and Emma are really cute together. And I ship it.
The only thing that kind of like bugged me is when Emma says she's unsure if she wants to have kids. Mike says this, but I think Connor also says it too about how like great of a mom she would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I just feel like that's not what you say to someone who's unsure if they want to have kids.
If somebody is on the fence about having kids, you don't say, oh, but you'd be such a good mom. Like, it just feels a little odd to say that.
Yeah. I don't know if I would respond to someone that way if they told me, like, they're not sure if they want to have kids. I don't think but maybe it's because Mike and Connor want kids, but they really like Emma. So they're trying to, like, they don't want the no kids or unsure kids to be like the deal breaker.
Exactly.
Like, I think it's their way of trying to find compromise. Like, it's not meant to be like malicious or mean. When Mike says it, I feel like it's his way to being like, well, I want kids and I really like you and I love you and I
want it to work.
Yeah, I want it to work.
That's exactly what I was going to say is I think they just want to continue with Emma. So they're trying to be like, well, you can think about it. Maybe it's something that you can change your mind on. But I have a feeling that like Mike is going to push it because he really wants kids.
Oh, yeah.
And
I feel like that's a deal breaker in a lot of relationships.
Yeah. But shouldn't it be like something you talk about before you get engaged?
Listen, you know, half of the intentions of all these cast members is to get screen time. Like, we're just gonna say it. Like, it gets really exciting when you get towards like getting engaged of like, wow, not only do I get engaged, but like I'm gonna be the star of the show.
Yeah, or like you just get the experience. At this time of Love is Blind, where we're 10 seasons deep, like everyone knows what the intentions are. And yeah, I think Love is Blind is clearly like a, okay, who cares? Like, get engaged and then figure it out later.
Yeah.
Like, move forward and then we'll see.
Mike's like, a kid's not going to stop me because then I'll just say no at the altar. Or vice versa, even maybe Emma.
Yeah, like, listen, we have six weeks to figure this out.
I'll probably get some brand deals at the end of it. Just kidding.
Maybe Gerber baby
I'm
wants
I'm just, like,
to...
making assumptions that maybe shouldn't be assumed, but I'm assuming that.
Yeah, but the kid thing is a big factor between Mike and Emma, so that's going to be interesting.
Okay, so 2026 is genuinely the year I'm trying to be more intentional about what I'm eating. Not in a crazy restrictive way, but I just want to know what's in my food. And ButcherBox has made that so easy because everything that shows up at my door is high quality, clean protein with no antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery labels. I actually got their chicken nuggets last week and it was actually really, really good. It was like a low-key dinner. And this week I'm trying their filet mignon because I deserve it.
Yes, you do. I think for me, being consistent with working out means I need protein that I can actually trust. ButcherBox delivers over 100 premium options, 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, crate-free pork, and wild-caught seafood. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. It's the clean, trustworthy protein you want to be eating, especially at the start of a new year. Every product meets the same rigorous standards, whether it's a steak night or a quick weeknight meal. Plus, their plans are fully customizable, so it fits your schedule and your goals.
As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between organic ground beef, chicken breast, or ground turkey in every box for a year, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/outofthepots. That's right, your choice of organic ground beef, chicken breast, or ground turkey in every box for an entire year, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/outofthepots. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. What do you think about Brie and Connor?
I loved Brie and Connor until episode 6.
I know. I did a literal 180 on her. I didn't mind her. And I was like, oh, she's fine. She's like very confident. She's like got a silly sense of humor. And then what are you doing in Cabo?
Yeah. What is happening in Cabo? That's so funny that you say that because that's literally what I wrote down. What the F is happening in Cabo? I'm so dead. Because what makes her think that like she needs some sort of phase 2, phase 3 with the people that she dated in the pods? It makes absolutely no sense. If you broke it off in the pods, then that's it. Like, you don't need any other closure. You got that in the pods already. What is there to talk about?
Yeah, I found it very strange. She's bothered that no one is acknowledging their other romantic connections. I was like, duh. Like, of course. What do you want, like, Connor to have, like, a deep talk with Emma and talk about their romantic connection in the pods? Like, that is so disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Emma would never do that to you.
Never.
But Bree's trying to do that with Chris.
Chris, of all people.
I know. I was like,
which is fine, but like.
Which is fine.
But like, okay, he looks just like Connor, just shorter. Like, I'm confused.
Yeah, I can't tell.
That's
them
so mean to say out loud, but they, you know.
They have the beard.
Yeah, the beard.
You know, and men who have beards all look the same.
Truly.
Yeah.
Truly. But I just was so confused by it. And it's also like, it's not even like the singles party where the singles come back, you know, where that's when you really start talking about people. But anyways, Brie confused me so much in this last episode.
Like, she wanted that attention of like, oh my God, we did all these things and you just like aren't going to acknowledge it. Like, it's like, do you want him to like fawn over you?
Mm-hmm. Do you want him to be like, oh, I don't like my connection. I like you more.
Yeah.
Is that the outcome that you wanted? Like, I'm confused.
And I feel like she's playing mind games, like trying to make Connor jealous.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that to Connor. Can I just say,
oh, Connor's when, so sweet.
Like, right before their reveal, Connor and Breezy.
Got another sparkle, Megan. Breezy Bree.
Breezy Bree. I just thought it was really sweet that Connor was like, you know, having like, not insecurities, but he was like, oh, like, is she gonna like me? And I was like, Connor, you're so cute. Like, of course she would. And so for him not to have the confidence, I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
But it also makes him human. And I was like, I relate to you very hard.
Yeah, to feel like a little insecure about mm-hmm. it, 100%.
And the fact that now in Mexico, she's making him feel insecure is making me upset because I really like him.
Maybe she's insecure herself, though.
Maybe.
Like, she needs someone to, like, kind of fawn over her, feel like she, I don't want to say like fight over her, but she needs someone to like feel like they can't lose her. Because we've been in her position where we had, obviously they weren't strong connections, but we had connections with the men in our main cast. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I think you connected with Sal at some point. I connected with Jared at some point, mm-hmm. which I know is very weird to say, but you know, we did go on dates with some of the men who got engaged to our friends, if that makes sense. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is I would never go hash that out. Like, for me, it's like once you're in a relationship, the other ones are over.
Yeah. And it's not like how the singles were where like they're not without a partner. Everybody in Mexico is with their partner.
Yeah.
So it's inappropriate to bring up your relationship that you had with somebody else.
Yeah.
It's not relevant anymore. It's human nature to be curious, to be like, oh, like you want to see what they look like.
Totally.
But that's where you draw the line.
Yeah. And then it just ends. You don't like say, oh, but we had so many like romantic interactions and dates and like, how do we just let those go? No, yeah, you let them go, Brie. That's what it means to like be in a relationship. You don't like go think about your like past connections.
Exactly.
Especially when they're also there with their fiancés. Like, what?
And then also when she was like, oh, forget about Jess and Connor. Like, we're still gonna do all the things we said we would do in the pods, like go do these activities or whatever. I was like, no, you're not. that's, I don't think that that's appropriate.
Yeah. She's very interesting. I'm very curious how their relationship is going to go in the episodes that dropped today, episodes 7 through 9. So I'm going to be very invested in their scenes. Mm-hmm. Another couple that I'm very invested in, just because I'm very curious, like, what their storyline is going to look like, is Alex and Ashley.
Alex and Ashley. How?
You forgot, didn't you?
You had a thing. I was like, same, who is Alex and who is Ashley?
It's hard for me to remember everyone's names. Also, I think it's really hard because we've heard these names before. Like, we've already had a Steven in season 7 of Love is Blind, mm-hmm. the Washington, D.C.
Yep. We've had like five season. Alexes.
We've also had a Steven in Love is Blind UK. We've had Amber already, AD. And then Amber was
season
4. She was in the love triangle with Paul and Micah.
Mm-hmm. And also season 1 Amber.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Who just had
like,
a baby.
Yeah, there is an Amber on the cast. That's the Amber I was talking about. And then, yeah, like you said, 1,000 Alexes. Has there been an Ashley from season 7, the one who got divorced?
Just got divorced. Yeah, there's a lot.
Taylor. Is there a Taylor on this cast?
No. I don't think there's a Taylor on this cast. No. There's a lot of names, okay? And I need a cheat sheet. I need a freaking cheat sheet.
Jordan. There is a Jordan, the guy who drank the chicken smoothie.
Oh, Jordan. Yes.
Yes.
Tattoo Jordan.
Yeah, in the Denver season. Mm-hmm, and then here it goes. So, like, all the names, like, I can't remember anyone anymore.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm good with faces, just terrible with names. But no, Alex and Ashley, first of all, what a beautiful couple.
She's gorgeous.
I when I saw them at the reveal, I was just like, oh, they're going to make some D1 athlete babies. Like, if they get together, they're both tall. They're both gorgeous. But no, she seems so sweet.
So sweet. Alex, she's dangerous. It's his favorite word. Soccer and dangerous.
Yeah.
It's like dangerous, soccer, dangerous. I was like, do you have anything else in your vocabulary? He's someone that who would use ChatGPT to send a Hinge message.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And he would not be smart enough to remove the dashes.
He's out of control. He really needs to be reeled in.
Alex is very confusing, and I did not think that he was going to be this person, but I should have known better. I should have known better to have any hopes for this man to be a good person. The fact that you literally are engaged to the most gorgeous girl, a lot of men would die to be with her, and you're over here like, actually, she's not my type. Which is fine. I don't think it's
fine. Yeah.
Which is absolutely fine.
I agree. I was like, listen, it's fine if you have a physical type. I think, unfortunately, I don't, which is why if you saw the men I dated, they're really, listen, they represent the world. But I think it's fine if you have a physical type. I wish I did. Okay. I wish I wasn't all over the board. But this is where I felt like he crossed the line. Someone needs to slap his hand. He needs to be reeled in. He sits down with Brittany and he tells her about how his type is a woman with darker features. What does Brittany have?
He knew what he
she
was
doing. She
doesn't
have blonde hair, let me tell you that. She has brown eyes and brown hair and tan skin.
Yeah. No, he knew exactly what he was doing when he was doing it.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like I'm just going to talk about my relationship. Yeah, like, she's not usually my typical type. Like, he was definitely flirting. And I think Brittany clocked it. Like, she was like, oh, you know, we need to watch out for Alex.
Yeah.
But he's so stupid. Yeah. Does he not know that there's cameras
everywhere?
That's like everywhere?
Literally, if I sat down with you and I was like, Shane's great and all, but my type is an Indian woman.
I was wondering where you would go. I was like, wait.
And you're like, okay.
So you're a lesbian, got it. That's exactly how that would be.
Like, how do you respond?
You're like, it's so weird, but like, yeah, like, I'm really into Indian women.
Yeah, and I was like, my typical type is an Indian woman. Like, what do you say?
I'm like, oh, yeah, but like, she did give in a little bit too, though. Brittany gave in a little bit. And
I think she was taken aback and didn't know how to respond.
You know, my typical type is tall, dark, athlete. You're feeding his ego. You're feeding his ego.
But that is such, that's true. Alex is probably like, I'm tall, dark, and an athlete.
You're like, did someone
he
say
goes,
athlete?
I'm a soccer. Did someone say athlete?
I was going to be drafted either top 5 or top 10.
Okay, listen.
I'm sorry.
He really needs to let that soccer, I'm sorry. I was going to say, he's got to let that soccer stuff go. Something that bothers me is when where men who were college athletes, like they're like 42 and they're like, I was a college football player.
And I just, we have to talk about this also with Alex, because is anyone else confused about what his profession actually is? Because he said he's a soccer coach, but what soccer coach can move to Florida for a couple months and then move to Vegas and then move here and then move there? I'm just so confused.
He's on the traveling team.
Yeah, he's on the traveling team.
You know, the seventh graders, where like every summer you get to like travel and go.
So he's
to
like,
things.
You know what? I just work summers only. The rest of the year, wide open. We can go anywhere.
I don't know. Maybe he's like the son of like really rich parents.
That part was really confusing to me, because he was like, yeah, we could live in Florida for a little bit, figure that out. If we don't like it, we could go to Arizona. And if I was Ashley,
it's giving couch surfer.
Yeah. It's giving Ashley's gonna have to pay the rent.
Yeah. It's giving I can't afford rent all year round, so we are couch surfing.
That's why I'm a little like skeptical on Alex. I feel like nothing he says is genuine.
See, that was the least of my worries when he brought it up. The most was when he said, oh, David Beckham, he's such not a good soccer player. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
let's see your skills, Alex.
I know.
Like, I was like, wow. The world really missed out because you got those injuries.
Yeah, wow. No, literally, his ego is through the roof. But yeah, the Britney thing really, that's when I was like, ooh, this isn't going to end well. I think it was very telling when after that couple's mixer, Ashley asks Alex, oh, did you do a little flirting? I know she asks it as a joke, but I feel like
she knew.
Yeah, like she was being a little bit serious about it.
Either the producer said something to her and said, hey, ask, but you can tell based on her body language. And this is why I freaking love women so much, because our intuition is so strong. You could tell Ashley felt some type of way when he was like even talking about it after she asked the first question. And I could tell based on her body language, she did not like those answers. She's like, fuck, like what's gonna happen?
Yeah, she's like, okay. And then the way he responded, he was like, oh, I don't think I did. Like, if you didn't, you didn't.
Exactly.
You don't have to, like, question if you did it. You know, like,
that's
he's not
so
being
true.
Very straightforward.
Yeah.
So uncomfortable. I hope the way Ashley responded isn't that she's, like, kind of pushing it under the rug, but it's more her just, like, collecting data.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know? I think it's the latter, for sure, because
I hope so.
Even when she was asking the follow-up questions, or, like, do you even have feelings for me? Or, like, is this thing even real to you? Like all those like little questions, I was like, oh, her woman's intuition's tingling and she knows something is off.
Yeah.
Ooh, girl. Yeah.
I mean, Britney's in the same boat.
Yeah.
I feel like Britney knows like that relationship with Devontae is like done for.
I don't know what's going on with Devontae, but I don't understand how he's not elated to be with Britney.
I know.
The fact that he said that he's never dated a person of color, and I'm like, okay, fine, but you are a person of color, so it's not that hard to like get behind the idea. Neither have I, but I'm not like sitting there judging. I don't know.
You know, I was just gonna say, because you said on the show at the time, like you only dated white men, but I feel like you genuinely really liked Shake and never use that as a barrier. Like, yeah, like let me.
Yeah.
I feel like he just doesn't like her because she's not white.
Exactly.
I'm just gonna say it.
That's exactly what I think.
And that's the part that's gross to me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He's not even trying. And for him to be like, oh, I need my space. I like to wake up and like journal and do this and do this. You're not here to do that. This is not a vacation.
Yeah.
This is a trial engagement.
Trial engagement. Like, I do feel bad because his grandpa did pass away when he was in the pods.
Yes.
And so I was like, I don't know like where his mental state is at. I feel like if I lost a loved one, especially someone I was close to, and you know, there's cameras in my face and I had to act like lovey-dovey, I don't know if I could be lovey-dovey, you know?
Yeah. But I think then knowing you would have left.
Or I would have like set the expectation with my partner.
Right.
But I do feel like, he's not acting very kind to her, for sure.
Exactly.
You know what was really sad about the whole Britney and Devontae situation? So when they were in Cabo, I think she says something like, I want to wait before we have sex. And then I think she starts feeling insecure and she's not feeling love from him. And she offers it up.
Yeah.
Like as kind of like a, okay, like I need to fill the gap. And
to get to the next stage, maybe I should offer it.
Yeah. And I was like, that's so sad that you like have this boundary and then you give it up because your partner is like making you feel so lonely or like not acting right towards you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to Chris and Jess because would love your thoughts about them.
That's all I can say. I had such high hopes for Chris also. I did too. Because he seems like such a sweetie. But clearly.
And, oh, guys, Jess is an infectious disease doctor.
I know. What a freaking badass.
I know. And I was like, what are you doing on Love is Blind?
No, I actually really, really, really like Jessica so much. I think she has such a good head on her shoulders, as do all of the women that come through.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. But.
Majority.
Yeah, Chris, I like started to like him until he had that conversation with Breezy. I feel like he was still being like a little, he was being respectful. It wasn't like bad. And the one thing that turned me off was the trailer. And then I saw the trailer for the upcoming episodes and I was like, oh no.
The ones that dropped today. Yeah.
Chris is going to disappoint and it's not going to be pretty.
Actually, I'm not surprised. Okay, this is so random. This literally randomly showed up on my TikTok feed. It was a TikTok that his ex made talking about it.
I saw it.
And she's like, he's in debt. He's shorter than he says he is. And he will agree to go on a trip with you and split half of it, but he'll never pay you. Like something along those lines. And people are like, what? But sometimes it's really hard when like things come out about the cast members, especially if it's like their ex is talking about them, because you never know, like, are they just saying it because they have like hatred for their ex?
Yeah, or... because, you know, sometimes, you know, people are villains in stories, even though they're not actually a villain, you know? So it's that kind of, it's hard because it's like she said, he said type of stuff. Is it entertaining? Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see like what Chris is like in the episodes that dropped today. I'm very curious.
I have to say, I'm so happy we're past the pod stage episodes because they were just so boring for me.
I know. Actually, you know who's really missing from these episodes? Vic and Christine.
I forgot.
They went to Malibu instead of Cabo.
Yes. Which, honestly, can I just tell you, when I saw that, I was like, that's Natalie's dream. To just be like, film yourself and go to Malibu instead.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
That's what you wanted.
I already talked about it on this podcast, but when Shane and I got engaged, I asked the producers afterward if we could not go to Mexico. I was like a little bit worried about my job and like I just wanted to go back. And I was like, okay, I got what I needed. Let's just go back to Chicago now. Like, I don't think we need to continue on with the show. For those of you calling me a clout chaser and that I did it for. Anyways, but I had the serious conversation, but it was Shane who was like, I would really like to like continue on, but I would have loved the option to just go somewhere else without the cameras.
So there's a lot of speculation on why Vic and Christine went to Malibu instead of Mexico. There's so many theories out there. One being that like one of them couldn't go because of their passports and their crime history.
Okay, I want to talk about that. I love that they both have a misdemeanor for possession of marijuana.
I know. It honestly, it was like, I like thought destiny. To myself, I was like, yeah, this is match made in heaven. These two were supposed to meet. Like,
I love it. Imagine if you had a misdemeanor and you met someone who also has the same misdemeanor.
I know. It's like, talk about like fate and
that's kismetic.
It's truly, if this doesn't make you a believer, I don't know what will.
If this doesn't make you believe in fate, like, I don't know what does. I thought it was actually very, very cute, even though, you know, it's a misdemeanor. But I was like, imagine, like,
just imagine. That. Yeah. No,
I also love the way they talked about it. Like, OK, yeah, that happened.
So nonchalant. Even their reveal was just so perfect.
So I was perfect. Like,
they look gorgeous together. No notes on them at all.
No notes.
Honestly, season 10 of Ohio had to happen just so these two could meet. And if they don't get married, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I think what really happened, if I could guess, is that there wasn't enough film crew to film them in Cabo. I don't think it was necessarily a budget thing, but it was more of like a personnel thing, because like, you know, the crew's like unionized, and I think it's really hard to find like last minute people to go film like the seventh couple.
Yeah, they allocated for the six couples, so to have that extra, they were like,
this is actually my thing, is they weren't planning on bringing Vic and Christine. You know how they do that every season where like more couples get engaged that are actually shown, but they were on like the cut list, like we're not going to film them. But there's a few days between reveal and the trip to Cabo. And obviously, like, producers still talk to cast members. So do the handlers. And I think they realize after talking to the cast members, like, oh, the chances are very slim, like, someone's going to get married in this group. So we're going to actually follow someone else last minute. And potentially, it's Vic and Christine.
Yeah. What's going to be interesting is, are they going to bring all seven couples to live somewhere together?
Yeah, I think so. I think they will film them.
Yeah.
Unless, like, they didn't have it set up for Vic and Christine, and they're going to find them, like, last minute accommodations.
Yeah, I wonder if they're, like, hustling to figure it out.
Probably.
Yeah. But I know, I'm really excited that they're following them. I think it's going to be, they might be the ones that save this season.
No, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, marriage records were leaked.
I know, I did see that.
Yeah.
I did see that.
I spoiled myself.
I spoiled myself too, but I don't know if one of the couples actually went through with it. I don't think they did.
Oh, yeah. Deep D has some tea because obviously Ohio, Midwest, we have friends who know
some of the cast.
Yeah, some of the cast.
Ooh.
So,
but there was 8 engagements.
That was like our season.
Yeah. And so obviously they only wanted to follow 6, but one of the couples that's not Vic and Christine, they broke it off like the next day.
So typical. I feel like that always happens. Last but not least, we got to talk about Kevin, Tyler, and Kia.
First of all, I just have to say I love Kia because any girl or anybody on this show that chooses themselves, I am a big fan of you. So let's go.
She
did.
She really had an I choose myself moment.
Love.
It really rivaled yours. Like, I was like, she's going to write a book next. It's going to be I Choose Myself Part 2.
Love it. I'm here for it.
Kevin reminds me of someone who just wants 2 girlfriends, you know?
Kevin's very confusing. He clearly didn't know what he wanted. But
yeah,
I guess, like, I'm of 2 minds, though, because I'm like, oh, it makes sense because you're in this experiment and you like 2 people. But at some point during this experiment, you're going to have to choose. And
well, he kind of chose Tyler, but then said he was pressured to choose her.
That's
which I actually agree. Not that she pressured him too much, but I think he literally doesn't know what he wants. So when someone makes a decision for him, he's like, yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That was so confusing. And the fact that he backtracked after their potty break, I was like, okay, so it took 10 minutes. And then you're like, well, I'm a little confused. I don't know why I said that. It's like, Kevin, what?
My favorite, though, is when he refers to the women in third person. When Tyler asks Kevin, like, who do you choose? And he goes, I choose Tyler. And I was like, you're talking to Tyler. Like, it's always like,
it's so confusing.
I choose Kia. Kia's like something. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's weird. Clearly, the girls saw something in him that they didn't like, though, because he wasn't that problematic. Like, he was confused about which direction to go, but I don't think it was that bad.
I don't know if it's the edit or something, but I'm confused, like, what they're seeing in him. But, you know, people said that about me on my season, so I can't be judgy here. He really doesn't know what he wants. I mean, Kia said it best in her breakup speech where she's like, you're not ready to be anyone's husband.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, that was a really good line. And it was kind of deep, but I was like, is it warranted?
And he responds and he's like, hee 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 hee. Did you see that?
Like, I was ready.
He just kind of like laughed. Yeah. And I was like, oh, you know too.
I know. Well, he said I felt ready, but he was really unsure of that like statement. So I was like, maybe he is.
He's just someone who's very like unsure in life.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was going to propose to Tyler and she didn't show up to the date. And then he immediately was like, well, it was always Kia.
He goes, Kia, Tyler pressured me. Like, what? I did like when Kia said to Kevin, Tyler deserved more too.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, good looking out.
Girls.
It's hard not to, like, when you're in that situation, it's hard not to blame the other woman. So mm-hmm. I like that she kind of like stood up for Tyler too.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I wonder like what's going to happen between them. But to be honest, even if like, let's say Kia and Tyler got engaged, I just feel like he already showed his true colors in the pods. Like he wasn't ready for this.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been a dumpster fire. Let's just face it.
The thing is, I feel like there would be very little drama because he would probably just like do whatever she said.
I don't know.
Like, she'd be like, we're getting married. And he'd be like, okay, yeah.
It really does surprise me how some of the people who are very like unproblematic in the pods end up being the most problematic later on because they reveal a lot more. Because we've said this before 100 times, like when you're in the pods, you can be whatever best version of yourself that you want to be to everyone else. That's because true. You're kind of like just talking versus later on in the experiment, it's all about actions and how you live and how you like interact with other people. That's when your true colors really come out. And it's like, oh, who are you really?
Oof, that's true. That's very true. We know it best.
Yeah. And it's going to be, I'm excited for this next couple of episodes. Pod episodes, thank God they're gone.
I need to see the bigger mixer where they start inviting like the broader cast. Oh, yeah. I need to see you guys living together, meeting each other's families. Like that's the shit I love.
Yes.
So
bring on the drama, baby.
Well, I can't wait to never see Steven on my screens again and watch these next episodes of Love is Blind.
See you guys next Wednesday.
Bye.